You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
You know, I get a lot of questions about social media, and so I'm looking forward to talking to you today about and giving us a snapshot of social media, how companies are using social media and how they can be effective. First of all, how are companies using it?
Well, companies are using it to ultimately get business and to spread sort of the brand word, but they're using it in a manner now where they can research and see how the consumer is devouring it and obviously make plans accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Give us an example of somebody that you've worked with or somebody that has done it, first of all, incorrectly. Maybe somebody's tried and it totally bombed because they didn't treat it right.
Well, I think when you line up offers where it's coupons or what have you, and you put a lot of media behind it, mm-hmm. And you're targeting it to a group that's not engaged in that area, that's where it's done wrong, and you've spent a lot of money unwisely, and you have no return on that.
Absolutely.
Where people engage their consumers is when they're doing it, and they have a proper staff in place, because you want to carry on that conversation. You can't place something out there and then leave it stale. And that's where a lot of companies fail, is not being staffed appropriately and staffed with people that have the knowledge and the ability to maintain that conversation, because that's really what it's about, is that conversation going on.
You know, and that's interesting, because it leads me to an automatic question. Can everybody and anybody do social media campaigns and make it work, or do you really have to have it structured the right way around it?
No, you need to be prepared to do it correctly, and you know, there's a lot of questions about doing that, and nowadays, I mean, some of the stats that are out, I mean, 92.5% of companies have at least one fully socially dedicated person on staff. And that, I mean, that is significant compared to 10 years ago where there was probably none.
Mm-hmm.
And now to have somebody that's dedicated from a full-time perspective is significant.
Wow. I mean, it's such a fascinating topic and how it's changing the whole idea of marketing and operating your company and certainly in relationship to sport. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, give us an example of somebody that's done a great job at social media and made it work.
Well, I think from, the property standpoint, you know, Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, obviously, having two owners that are, you know, media conglomerate have done a great job, of sort of talking to the masses through different channels. They obviously now also have BlackBerry on board as a sponsor, and with the BBM taking off like it has, by engaging, you know, iPhone users and the iPhone Apple platform, they're really sort of ahead of the curve in talking to not only their consumers or their season ticket holders, but to hockey fans globally.
Well, we'll have to pay attention, and every time something like that happens, I'm going to have to watch closer, because it just seems like today that there's messages coming to us from every angle. Chris, where can people get more information if they want to learn more about social media and sponsorship?
Partnershipgroup.ca is our website, has reams of information about us, about the industry, white papers, and that's where I would direct people to find out more about the industry and the great things that are happening in it.
This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time.
You bet.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to it.